club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
It's not Saturday night, but it is Saturday.
It is Saturday, and look, let's pull back the curtain. We're filming, recording this on Friday, so the game hasn't occurred yet, so we can't tell you who won between the Rabbitohs and Seagulls, but tonight's game, get on the Panthers at $3.50.
MG, Liam, and producer Charlie in studio as well. Let's hypothesise, though.
Hypothesise, let's spell it.
I think the Dead Set Legends boys, I think you on the Saturday Scrum, MG, I think everybody today is talking about how Tom Trbojevic has dragged Manly to within a win of a premiership.
I reckon you're hearing Wayne Bennett and Adam Reynolds, they've won. They got one more chance.
The South's
together.
Fairy tale.
Yeah, the South's fairy tale.
I at the moment, I don't know. I just don't know. I think it's one of the games of the year. I think it's going to be one of the games of the year. I'm glad we're commentating it tonight.
You're the only bloke in here right now with the CV and credentials who's entitled to give an opinion. You're the only bloke who's not prepared to.
Mate, this is more about Blakey Blanks than me.
True. All right,
so everyone knows the result who's listening.
That's right.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, but
so
that's
good. Well done.
So MG doesn't so look
let's
silly.
Say, let's say well done Turbo or well done Adam Reynolds.
One of there. Either you or I look silly right now. Yeah. All right. This is why we're here. Our tribute to the late, great Graham Kennedy, Blankety Blanks. Producer Charlie has sporting sentences with Blakes in them. MG and I will fill them out.
Massive day of sport today. So not only the Rugby League, but it's the AFL Grand Final. So Blank wins the AFL Grand Final. Will it be the Demons or the Bulldogs?
I'm thinking Demons. I know this is Liam's field of expertise, but I think the Demons, who haven't won in 54 years.
Our last one was 1964.
So longer than that.
Yeah.
Demons on the back of their big ruck forward, their captain.
Maxi Gawn.
You
think he wins the Norm Smith?
Yes, I do.
Which is the AFL equivalent of the Clive Churchill. I'm going Dogs. I think Dogs by 17 points. I think Jack McRae wins the Norm Smith. And it is based off the lack of football. The D's have only played one game in the last 28 days.
Wow. How's that worked out?
Huge break. Well, because they've inserted this pre-grand final bye this year.
Yeah.
And the D's finished top, won their first final, earned the week off. And then they got another week off.
Wow.
After the prelim. So they've only played one game in 28 days.
And they've been on a curfew.
And they've been kept at home. I think the D's have been holding on too tight.
No, I think they're going to jump out of the blocks and just go, come here.
Holding on. But just quietly, while we're talking that, I am so jealous of Perth right now. I've been seeing photos. I've got mates over there.
Yeah.
I've got work people over there. And what I'm seeing of Perth, I just want to be out
Give
of
it to
lockdown.
Them. 2 weeks. Oh. We'll be right. Two or 3 weeks from where... Doing the same thing.
Oh, so much fun. Anyway.
Well, speaking of Freedom Day, your first pub meal on Freedom Day will be Blank.
Steak, chips, Greek salad with Diane sauce all over it.
Ooh, yum.
Steak, chips.
Yeah.
Greek salad.
With cheesy,
Diane sauce Diane on the steak, on not the salad.
And the chips.
And the chips, yeah, of course.
With a cheesy garlic bread to start it off with.
So, okay, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned starter. And beer of choice? Beverage of choice?
I'll have a Canadian Club after I have a Tui's New.
Canadian Club?
Yeah. I'm just going to go ballistic.
I will be rolling with some chicken wings to start.
Ooh.
Yeah, nice.
I will just want a Carlton Draft or a Reshes or something.
Yeah,
just,
something.
Just to kick it in.
A schooner. Just a schooner.
Just a skooey. And then Palmy.
Yeah.
Palmy.
Can't go wrong.
And then as soon as I've finished it, I'll be I want to go home.
I want to go to bed.
Not if you're drinking enough C-Season 2,
is I won't be going to bed. I'll be staying up as long as the pub's open.
I'll be getting myself a C-Season dry. A Kraken rum.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be having a Kraken and dry or a Kraken and cola and Kraken in.
Blank is the one player who, if the Storm lost, their dynasty would end.
There is none. Craig Bellamy, he's not a player, he's a coach.
Yeah.
I think the dynasty rolls on.
Oh, you've got to think it's, yeah, look, I'm with Liam. I think it's Bellamy. It all comes down to Bellamy. If Melbourne get beat tonight by the Panthers, which I think they will, I don't think you can blame any one player because they've shown without Cameron Smith this year that they've kind of spread the joy around. they've just been maybe Munster to a lesser degree.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I had to pick a player, I'd say Pappenhausen, because we know Nico Hines is leaving, and surely they don't have another bloke capable of playing one to the level that Pappenhausen and Hines have played this year. I don't know, but Bellamy.
Fair enough. It looks like Redcliffe is going to get the 17th licence, so Blank should get the 18th licence in expansion for the NRL.
Second New Zealand team.
Perth.
Back to the Western Reds.
Yes. Works out beautifully. Look at the AFL Grand Final this weekend.
Actually, he's 2 hours, a good point.
2 hours behind. Perfect for TV.
Oh, he makes very good points.
And there's a big base over there. Like, we left there 20 years ago, 25 years ago, but I still get, you know, a lot of correspondence from a lot of people in Perth saying that, you know, junior league's going through the roof. And
he's changed my mind. Perth.
Well, they sold it. When we were there for Origin, it was sold out, wasn't it? And there was a buzz around.
There's a thirst
town.
For it. Yeah. There's a thirst for it.
Do they have a stadium?
Yeah, they had the old Subiaco.
Okay.
Where the Eagles used to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is the Whacker still going?
Well, hold on. No, it's got to be a rectangle.
Well, there's...
they got to find a rectangle or build a rectangle.
Where Perth Glory play. There's an oval there, holds about 12,000.
Okay.
Be perfect. They've got a lot of options.
Yep.
Blank would be your first purchase if you won $100 million on the lottery.
What's prompted this one?
I just thought about it in my head.
Okay.
I like it. What's the first purchase?
First purchase.
Well, today I was walking down and I saw that, you know, Oz Lotto was $30 million.
Okay.
So
he jacked it up.
You tripled it.
He thought MG and Liam don't get out of bed for 30 mil. Yeah.
100
mil. Better make it 100.
Yeah. MG makes 30 mil every 10 years, doesn't he? For his investments.
Yeah.
For his stocks.
I owned the Nepean River. There you go. I let that come out of the bag.
How does the Nepean River make money?
Oh, we rent it out to boats.
and Jessica the, Fox's family.
All the jet skiers, they just give me some money and say, mate, there you go. I would buy a big mansion by the ocean away from Sydney. So maybe in Townsville, where COVID is non-existent.
Yeah.
Townsville.
Moon to Townsville.
Why not? You can't swim up there at the beaches because of all the stingrays and stuff, but you'd make with 100 million, you'd make a giant big pool that you could.
Oh, yeah.
Magnetic Island. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to build a house on Magnetic Island with 100 mil.
You haven't thought this through.
No, I haven't.
Nah, but the
question will just come to him. What are you talking about?
How you have not said buying something in Terrigal is beyond me.
Well, Terrigal's got COVID. I'm getting it. Yeah, Central Coast has got COVID. I'll buy the Star of the Sea. There you go. 100 mil.
I would be buying... yeah, I'd be buying a place in North. He's nailed this, actually. You got to go beyond the border. You got to get into Queensland. You got to go high.
Yep.
Sunny Coast.
Mackay.
Yeah. Oh, not that far north of mine. Not that far north. I know that's where everything is at the moment.
I know.
Not too far.
That's the epicenter of sport in the world. Yeah. In Australia.
Yeah. Enjoy it. It's not going to last.
No.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, you just made me, you know, Chris Hemsworth apparently is buying in the Shire.
Really?
Like he's buying some
big
monster
mansion.
Pad.
50 mil.
On the water.
Is that the one that's being sold by the guys who had that technology company for like rostering pubs?
Yes.
I think he sold it and it's
You've
like,
read into it more than I have.
It's got like, you know, 10 different levels, like two gyms. Yeah.
10 pin bowling.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But it's like just the Shire, the new home of the Hollywood's rich and famous.
Wow. There
well, Byron Bay isn't. They won't get jabbed. So I'm not going there anytime soon.
No. All right. Finally, boys, Ben Simmons is a blank.
Oh. He is a conundrum, that dude. He really is. He's a real conundrum. I don't get him. I with all the skill and I think he lets what people say get to him too much. For a bloke who's earning $32 million a year and he's willing to sit out a year, and just go to the, like, I don't get him. I think he's listening to the wrong people. He's kind of, he's like a pumped up version of Nick Kyrgios, you know, a lot more money and people around him. And quite often they don't give him the right advice. And I think that's what's happening to Ben Simmons at the moment. And he doesn't know whether he's Martha or Arthur.
We've been working together for too long because you took so many thoughts straight out of my head then. He's a young man listening to the wrong people or getting really bad advice. Nick Kyrgios did jump into my head there for a moment, but he seems, I couldn't agree more, he seems so worried about how he'll be perceived.
Externally. Like he's like he's always sneaking out little snippets of him doing 3-point shots and in the gym, and he's, you know, like he's so worried. Like Shaquille O'Neal hit it on the head. So don't worry about all your Instagram pictures and who you're going out with. Start getting in the gym and start shooting some balls.
Well, and the other thing he said, Shaq and Barkley both said, you're not that good.
No, no.
You're not that good. And I want Ben to succeed. Yeah. He is the first ever All-Star we've had. I want him to be killing. I want him to challenge for MVPs.
We all do. But then on the flip side, he's given Australians a bad name because of his petulance.
Yeah, I don't know.
We've built a good enough reputation that Ben can't bring us down.
Yeah, I know that. Us Australians. But as far as basketball goes, I think you're right. The first All-Star, he's flying our flag. I think where he's stuffed up, and we said this before, if only he went to the Olympics.
Oh, he should have gone to the Olympics.
If he went to the Olympics, he would have been a completely different bloke.
And again, I would guess that someone advised him not to.
Of course they would have.
I would suggest someone advised him not to.
You're sitting in the stands at Wimbledon around the same time.
I reckon that they've made the decision. They've decided as a group collective, as soon as the playoffs were over,
yep.
Like, all right, we want out of Philly. Now, if you go to the Olympics and play really well, it's going to be harder to get you out of Philly.
Mm.
So don't go there. But, you know, as it turns out.
And it would have been the opposite of that, probably. Yeah. He's played well. The trade value
goes
up. That's
right. Exactly. I think he would have played well because look at the guys. In our team, our guys who went well.
Thibault.
Exum's got himself a new deal.
Like all of them.
Jock Landale's got his first NBA deal.
All their stocks rose.
Yep.
All the Boomer stocks rose. And his would have especially.
Yeah, Monday is training camp for the 76ers.
He won't be there.
It'll be a massive story if he's not.
Yeah.
He won't be there.
Well, they're going to fine him. Like it's like $100,000 a day.
Surely you could obviously they don't want to sack him because they want to trade him, but surely there must be something in their contract where they just don't get paid.
Well, no, they can fine him. That's what I mean. It is within the clubs and the games. It's in those player agreement things that they can. I think it's.
And he said he doesn't want to go to. He doesn't want to go to a.
He wants to go to one of the LA teams.
He doesn't want to go to an out of Broadway. Yeah, no. He doesn't want to go to Minnesota.
That's the team that they keep talking about.
Or San Antonio. They Popovich wants him.
Yeah, but so he said, yeah, I'm happy to go one of the California teams. So that's Clippers, Lakers and the Kings.
And the Kings, Sacramento, yeah.
But it's such a shame. Like, yeah, I get it's a business, but it's such a shame. It's a shame.
That's one of your best blanketies ever.
Strong, Charlie.
Well, free balling then, weren't we?
Yeah.
Got anything
else? The lottery question was especially great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You guys love that one.
Well, what would you? Because, I mean, we both just basically said houses.
I would probably
buy a sporting team.
Yeah, I'd probably buy a sporting team. I'd probably do like.
What could you buy for $100 million?
My football team I support, Reading soccer. We're in a bit of trouble. We've had some financial issues. We're getting 9 points taken of us.
Why? Because
they've done some dodgy dealings and stuff. So I'll buy them.
Do you reckon you can afford it?
I reckon they'd be free because they've got so much debt.
Well, no, you'd have to pay down the debt.
I'd take on the debt, of course, but I'd probably be about 30 million in debt, 30 million pounds.
Well, there's
most of the money.
There's
gone.
A 30. Yeah, it's nice.
But then I own the stadium.
I think it's something else.
Yeah, I'll leave next week.
Okay.
So hold on, because I love it when you throw this stuff out with it. How much debt? I'm googling. How much debt is Reading in?
Well, I don't know if that would be available for the public.
What division are they in?
Championship, so the league below the Premier League.
Okay.
The other thing I'd do would just be like, you know, grab a big crew and say let's do the $10 million trip and let's take a big group of people and we've got $100 million, we'll only spend $10 million, we'll just travel until the $10 million's done.
Yeah, it could be a week, could be 6 months.
Could be 6 months, exactly. It could be 5 years.
That'd be a week with me.
Charlie.
Let's go.
I'm just going to throw this number at you.
Yeah.
Reading made operating losses of $43.5 million. Losses.
That pounds
losses,
as well?
Million pounds, yeah.
That's $86 million.
Yeah,
it's gotten worse too, because last year it was $40.7 million, while accumulated losses totaled $138 million.
Yeah.
So you just
bought a dad, brother.
I'm buying the West Tigers.
Righto. Well done. Enjoy your weekend.
Have
go Panthers. We'll see you Monday.
Bye.